top moments of the week right here. One of them could be top moment of the year. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's pretty good.
Now I'm thinking about what could it be.
I know.
It's a two-parter, and it involves Monica.
Oh, it's a two-parter?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not what I was guessing then.
Huh.
Well, we'll find out. Top moments of the week. We count them down. As you can see, sometimes even we don't know. We have no idea. Like, what was it? What did we do around here? I'm going to play it for you. Like, oh, yes, of course this is in the running for top moment of the year. We count down all three of them, and then we play them back for you on a Friday. So we're celebrating the weekend. Your official kickoff to the weekend is at 9 in the Awesome Foursome. Four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. One of the songs today involves somebody that will be in town this weekend at Henry Festival.
Oh, yeah.
We got to tie it all in together. You know the deal. Clip number three, a brand new game we started playing around here called the Backwards game.
Mm-hmm.
We very much enjoy it. Y'all very much enjoy it. I play a clip. I flip it backwards. Monica and Antoine try to speak backwards. Mm-hmm. We flip it around again to see if they have successfully said it backwards. The backwards game. Monica Brooks yesterday, the simple phrase, I love pizza. Where did that go? I love pizza. Now we'll flip it around. Here we go. Play it again. Oh, yeah. That's going to be something worth listening to right there. So, Monica Brooks, here's yours. Let me go ahead and flip it around. What does it sound like now?
Why is my name so...
Wait a minute. Which was that diagonal? Did you flip it diagonal?
Oh, yeah, flip it diagonal. Let me check. No,
you heard of Isa?
Wow.
At the end?
Why does it sound like you have a hairball at the beginning?
I heard the pizza at the end. Isa? It said Isa.
Why is my name so...
Pizza. I like how you talked over the end.
I think it's
that was a rough one.
Sounds like, why is that Lady Lizzo? That's about all I heard in there. Oh, the backwards game. 6:40 on Thursdays here on your K92 Morning Thing. That's top clip number three.
All right.
Top clip number two. We learned shocking details about a man that Antoine is friends with.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That he's also considered breaking off the friendship simply because of this food habit. And I support that because the whole thing is just weird.
He makes the meatloaves on his plate. He goes and gets a jar of peanut butter, gets a spoon out, puts it on there, gets a knife, spreads it out. Okay, it's peanut butter.
One question, and you may not know the answer to this. Is he a serial killer?
I do not know the answer to that.
It's possible.
No, peanut butter on meatloaf. No.
Does this guy have a yacht? Is he rich at all?
No, he's super strong, though. So I couldn't really say it to his face.
No, but what I'm saying is he has no extra benefit to you. Like, you don't get to hang out on his yacht.
No, he doesn't add anything to my life other than friendship.
Get him out of here. He's done. You add nothing to my life, and I find your peanut butter.
Wow.
So bizarre, though.
Yeah.
Peanut butter on meatloaf.
It was weird.
Protein on protein, though.
So weird.
Have you started ghosting him yet?
No, not yet.
You're afraid of him, I know.
He's a big guy.
Because he is strong. Antoine doesn't want to get beat up. Okay, top moment of the week. Has a possibility of being top moment of the year when we count it down for the holiday thang-tacular. Monica Brooks, Monday morning, was given a task in the lightning bolt. That task was animal noises.
Oh.
And she did spew out a bunch of different animal noises that I wasn't exactly sure. What were they? And the explanations of Monica's animal noises, then followed by part two, where we gave Monica new animal noises to try to figure out, were all spectacular. Animal noises by Monica Brooks. What's that?
That was a pig. Mating.
A pig mating. Okay, correct. Uh-huh. What's that?
Oh, that was a hyena throwing up.
A hyena throwing up? That is all
correct.
Mm-hmm. Continue now. Here we go. What's that? Or is that me laughing? Oh. I don't even know what that is. Is that an animal?
What's that animal? That's a Zach Jackson.
Hang on. What's
Oh, that's the dodo bird. Extinct now.
Yikes. Yeah, and we can't verify. Yeah,
but we can't count that.
Yes, we have to.
It's still an animal.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. Look it up. What's that?
Oh, that was a parrot.
A parrot?
Yeah, I was watching a show and just mocked someone.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
It's an Asian parrot. Okay.
I hate how she has an answer for all of this.
So that one, correct. Here we go.
Dodo.
That's the hippopotamus, of course. Dodo. What's
bleep,
that?
Bleep.
What's bleep, bleep?
Goat. The goat at the IHOP.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the goat at the IHOP is older, is weird.
Uh-huh. That's a hippo.
Oh, okay.
Dodo.
So nonchalant with all. That's a goat. Of course it is.
Yeah,
don't you know? Well, then, because there is a part two to this. Antoine and I started throwing out new animal noises that we wanted to hear.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And Monica would do them on the spot. I mean, everybody wants to know what a horny giraffe sounds like, so let's get into it. Squirrel with rabies.
Two chickens fighting over a lover.
That's it.
What? I don't know what happened.
Two chickens and over a lover.
Yeah, fighting over a lover. You asked.
I know.
It's your fault.
Yeah, there's feathers and stuff, and that's the skin. And you know.
How about a horny giraffe?
Because they got a long neck.
I got.
Okay, so it takes a long time for the sound to come out.
I got one. I got one. A cheetah's driving and missed an exit.
Oh, the exit! Yeah. Oh. It's a Scottish cheetah, Antoine. Don't you know? Oh my God! My kilt and my exit! I forgot about that part.
Wow.
Trust that cheetah on the roads more than I do Monica without her glasses. So,
yeah,
there is at least that. Top moments of the week.